今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹来讲到属灵生活中间的倚靠神。
This morning I'd like to share with you in our spiritual walk with the Lord, and it's about the life of trust.
我们请弟兄姊妹一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some scriptures together.
我们先看约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。第五节
Verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们特别注意后面那句话说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Let's pay special attention to the very last sentence, which says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
箴言第三章，箴言书第三章。
Proverbs
3. 第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 through 6.
旧约的箴言书第三章第五节到第六节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
我们再看诗篇第125篇。
Psalms 125
诗篇第125篇
Psalms 125
倚靠第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and
2倚靠耶和华的人好像锡安山永不动摇众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓从今时直到永远
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion which cannot be shaken but endures foreverAs the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people, both now and forevermore.
我们都知道在基督徒的生活里面，祷告是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that prayer is very essential in the life of a Christian.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，我们必须认识，祷告乃是里面对神完全的依赖。
But we must realize, brother and sister, that prayer is a complete inner trust towards the Lord.
若是我们不知道怎样倚靠神,
If we do not know how to trust in God,
弟兄姊妹, 我们的祷告会失去它那个真实的作用。
Then, brothers and sisters, our prayer will lose its true effect.
甚至我们的祷告会变成一种宗教的行为。
And even so, it will become a tradition, a religious tradition.
一种外表的形式。
It is an outward practice.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹，我们可以说呢，从我们外面的生活上看来，好像是祷告。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when you look at outwardly, it seems to be a prayer.
但是呢，里面整个的内容呢，是对神的依靠。
But the entire content of that prayer is a complete trust to God.
一个真正依靠神的人才知道什么叫祷告。
Only a person who truly know how to trust in God know how to pray.
或者说，在我们的祷告生活中间，我们应当是全心的依赖神。
And in our prayer life, it should have a heart that's completely trusting God.
所以，当我们祷告处缺少了里面对神的这种依赖。
And therefore, in your prayer, if there's a lack of a trust towards God,
对神的这种依靠。
And a complete reliance on the Lord.
我们的祷告会变质的。
Then your prayer changes quality.
在新约圣经里面，我们可以很清楚地看见犹太人他们怎样从那个真实的祷告生活中间。那么他们坠落下去。
And you see in the New Testament how the Jewish people have fallen from a true prayer life.
在马太福音第五章里面。
In Matthew chapter 5.
主曾经很严厉地责备这些犹太人。
And the Lord has severely scolded these Jewish people.
啊，对不起，马太福音第六章，第六章第五节这里说。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 says,
他说你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒为善的人爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告 故意叫人看见。
He says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in a synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by men.
你看这些犹太人他们有祷告生活的。
You see that these Jewish people, they had a prayer life.
但是他们的祷告呢在神的眼中在主的眼中来看呢是一种什么表演。
But in the eyes of the Lord, their prayer is but a show.
这个假冒为善的原文的意思就是演戏。
And this word hypocrite in its original language means a show.
就是他们的祷告变成了一种宗教的一种形式。
It is an act, it becomes a religious practice, a formality.
他们爱站在人的跟前好像有一种看起来很敬虔的一种表示。
They love to be seen by men as if they're really godly.
但这样的祷告在神的眼中看是没有意义的。
But this kind of prayer is without value to God.
所以若是我们没有倚靠神的心，
And therefore, if you don't have a heart of trust in the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，我们的祷告可能会变质的。
Then your prayer will change its quality.
那么在路加福音第十八章，
In Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18,
你看主耶稣在这里又给我们讲了一个比喻。
And the Lord gave us a parable.
其实这个比喻呢那么很可能是主当时所看见的一种情形。
It may be a situation that the Lord had seen at that time.
在第十八章第十节那里说。
In chapter 18, verse 10.
他说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
He says two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人。”
The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men.
勒索不义奸淫也不像这个税吏。
Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
但是你看十三节。
But if you look at verse 13.
那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，看恩可怜我这个罪人。”
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
你看这个祷告本来是对神的依靠。
And you see that prayer is supposed to be a complete trust to the Lord.
结果呢，这个法利赛人呢，把这个祷告用来控告别人。
But this Pharisee had turned the prayer into accusation.
所以在我们的祷告生活里，如果我们不能对神有完全的依靠，
And therefore, in your prayer life, if you do not have a complete trust in God,
这个祷告的生活会变质的。
Then your prayer life will change its very essence.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得不祷告的人更不知道依靠神。
But of course, those who don't pray don't even know and don't even trust in God.
所以呢，这个依靠对我们祷告的生活有非常重要的一个关系。
Therefore, trusting is very essential to our prayer life.
我们也可以说，我们对神的倚靠是我们整个祷告生活的内容。
In other words, the entire content of our prayer is but trust.
达尔比弟兄啊，他曾经这样说。
And Brother Darby said this once.
这是弟兄运动中间当初一个非常出名的领袖啊。
And he was a very famous leader in the Brethren movement.
是一个敬虔爱神的人。
He was one who loved God and feared God.
他说我们祷告或者做见证的时候，
He says when we prayed and we witness,
可能呢会说出合乎真理的话。
And perhaps we say something that's according to the truth.
但这两件关乎属灵征战的事，
But these two things that having to do with spiritual battle,
若没有真切的依靠主，
If it's not depending on a complete trust in God,
我们就缺少了他的大能大力。
Then you will be lacking of its power.
所以祷告不是光是说一些属灵的话而已。
Therefore, prayer is not to say some spiritual phrases.
或者说一些合乎真理的事而已。
Or say something that is according to the truth.
祷告乃是对神完全的依靠。
But it is a complete trust in God.
只有在依靠神的时候，
And only when you complete trust in God,
我们的祷告才能成为能力。
Your prayer can become a power.
或者才能经历神的能力。
And then you'll be able to experience the power of God.
我们晓得在祷告的生活里面，这个赞美也是很重要的一个因素。
And you know that praise is also very essential in your life of prayer.
但是呢，如果今天我们里面没有依靠神的心，
But today, if we do not have a heart of trust in God,
我们的赞美会变成空洞。
And then our praise will be in vain.
弟兄姊妹，不是你光喊两句哈利路亚， 就能够表现出什么的。
It is not that when you say hallelujah that you're actually manifesting something.
你里面必须有完全依靠神的心。
It has to come from a heart that trusts in God.
才能叫你这个赞美的生活呢，使别人产生敬畏。
And then this life of praise can cause a fear of in others towards God.
并且也能使别人能够依靠神。
And then they would in turn turn to God and trust Him.
诗篇40篇第三节就说到这样的话。
In Psalm 40 it said this.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters.
我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后
And after we become a believer.
我们对神的倚靠这是非常重要的一件事情。
It is very crucial for us to trust in God.
为什么我们要倚靠神呢
Why is it that we need to trust in God?
这个倚靠说明我们认识自己是软弱的。
Because when we trust, we realize we are weak.
是无能的。
That we are without hope.
我们知道神是有大能。
But we believe that God is powerful.
并且他是有丰富的神。
And he is a God of abundance.
并且他爱我们。
And then he loves us.
他乐意眷顾我们。
And he loves to bless us.
今天呢，我们发现在神的百姓中有一个很大的难处。
And nowadays we see that there is a great difficulty among the children of God.
就像箴言第三章我们读的那个话一样。
And just like Proverbs 3 that we read about.
因为我们人自以为聪明。
Because we think we ourselves are pretty smart.
我们充满自信。
We are very self-confident.
所以我们就缺乏对神的依靠。
Therefore, we are in lack of this trust towards God.
我们要知道这是仇敌当初非常厉害的一个诡计。
You know that this is a tactic that is, Satan used.
当撒旦把罪带到人里面去的时候
When Satan brought sin into mankind,
他最主要的目的就是要叫人向神独立。
The focal point of his, tactic was that, would,
向神独立 independent.
That they would be independent from God.
叫人呢不依靠神。
That they would lose their reliance upon God.
所以我们看见今天世上的人他们不认识神的人根本不会依靠神。
So nowadays you see those non-believers, they don't know how to trust in God.
人人都凭着自己的自信凭着自己的聪明。
And everybody is relying on their own self-confidence and their intelligence.
但是我们蒙恩得救的基督徒
But those people who know God,
我们要求神怜悯我们。
We need to ask the Lord to be merciful to us.
救我们脱离自己的自信
To save us from our self-confidence.
救我们脱离自己的聪明
To save us from our own intelligence.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要来到神跟前依靠他。
And brothers and sisters, we need to come before God and trust in Him.
这个依靠的生活最外面的一个表现就是祷告。
And the outward manifestation of an inward trust is prayer.
好，我们再说，我们需要祷告。
And once again, we want to stress that we need to pray.
但是真实的祷告乃是出自里面对神的依靠。
But a true prayer is but a manifestation of an inward trust towards God.
所以我们今天已经蒙恩得救
And therefore today we are saved.
我们要感谢神
And we need to thank God.
这位创造宇宙万有的主宰
And this creator of all the universe.
他是何等的伟大何等的有全能何等的丰富
How mighty and powerful and abundant is he?
但是他乐意做我们这些信他人的依靠
And yet he's willing to be our, someone who we can rely on.
这实在是一个极大的福气
And that is a great blessing for us.
我们晓得在旧约圣经里面
You know that in the Old Testament
依靠这个希伯来文
the original Hebrew
它有好多方面的意义
For the word trust have several different meanings
至少有两个希伯来文被翻成依靠
At least there were two Hebrew words that's been translated into English as trust
有一个字呢它里面包含着两种的意义
And there's one word that encompasses two different meanings
这个依靠就是无虑就是没有挂虑
And to trust, it means no worry.
啊，没有忧虑。
There's no worry.
啊，那么还有一个意思就是安稳，非常的稳固。
And also a security.
所以他就告诉我们，一个依靠神的人。
And therefore, someone who trusts in God.
他可以过着一种无忧无虑的生活。
He can live a life without worry.
我们都晓得今天这个世代啊，
you know
这个忧虑啊，已经成为人一个大的忧大的患灾祸。
You know that worry in nowadays has become the great calamities for men.
啊，现在呢，我们晓得这个患忧郁症的人越来越多。
You know that there's more and more people who are ill with stricken by depression.
依靠神 能救我们脱离这种的忧虑。
But if you trust in God, it will save you out of those worries.
能使我们很安稳的在主跟前生活。
That you can live very securely, safely before the Lord.
另外一个字呢
？Another word.
它也可以把它翻成是专靠，专门倚靠。
It can also translate into a complete trust with undivided heart.
它希伯来原文的意思就是紧紧的贴着。
It means to connecting to each other.
Attached.
A complete attachment.
或者说是的，紧紧的粘住，把它粘住。
It is completely glued together.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会看见这个倚靠，对于我们基督徒来讲啊，这是多么重要的一种生活。
And so you see how important is this trust in our life as a Christian.
但在新约圣经里面
But in the New Testament,
好像似乎没有明显的这个倚靠的这个字。
You don't see the word trust very clearly.
英文里面呢有两种翻译，一个是 trust， 一个是 rely on， 就两个意思。
There's a two translation in English. One is trust, the other is relying on.
Rely 啊，那我们晓得这个。在新约圣经里面来讲呢，它是一个隐藏的意义。
That in the New Testament, it is a meaning that is hidden.
为什么呢？因为呢，在新约时代中跟旧约时代中完全不一样。
Because the New Testament time is completely different from that of the Old Testament.
旧约神的百姓是在外面依靠神的帮助。
And in the Old Testament, the children of God rely on the outward help, assistance of the Lord.
新约神的百姓呢，是主的生命在我们里面，主住在我们里面，与我们的联合。
But in the New Testament, the Lord is united with us and indwelling in us.
所以我们可以说，在新约圣经里面呢，有关倚靠呢，最好的一个意义。就是约翰福音十五章第五节所说的。
And therefore, in the New Testament, the best word for representing the best meaning for trust is in John 15:5.
主说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
He says that apart from me, you can do nothing.
请我们记得，主告诉我们说，离了他，我们就不能做什么。
Please remember, the Lord tells us that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
这个意思呢，就是告诉我们呢，作为一个基督徒。我们大小生活的事都应该完全的依靠他。
And it tells us that in everything about our life, big or small, we need to have that complete trust in Him.
愿我们能把这句话牢记在心。
Hopefully we can commit that to memory.
我们不要有一个感觉说离了主，我们还可以做很多事情。
And let us think that apart from God, we can do still can do something.
主深知我们的软弱。
Because God knows so well of our weaknesses.
因此主说，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Therefore the Lord says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们希望弟兄姊妹能把这句话牢记在心。
And I hope brothers and sisters can commit that to memory.
这个是对神的依靠的生活最好的一个注解。
And it is the best explanation of a life of trust in the Lord.
今天主已经在我们里面。
And today the Lord is indwelling in us.
他要求我们信任他。
And he wants us, he commands us to trust in him.
叫我们不离开他。
Not to depart from him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We need to thank the Lord.
今天他住在我们的里面。
Because today he's indwelling in us.
弟兄姊妹们，你如何生活，他在你里面也如何生活。
How do you live your life, and that's the same way with him and you.
你的经历也成为他的经历。
Your experience becomes his experience.
因为主爱我们。
Because he loves us.
我们晓得，如果是外面的这种帮助啊。
You know that any help, assistance that come outwardly.
有的时候可能会忘记，对吧？
Sometimes you will forget about it.
当然神不会忘记。
Of course, God doesn't forget.
但是呢，远没有那个里面生命的联合来的深切。
But it's nothing compared to the depth of an inner unity.
比方今天我们要帮助一个人。
For example, if we were to help someone today.
那么他在病痛中，在苦难的里面。
And he's in illness, he's in some difficulty.
我们有很多的同情，我们可以从外面帮助他。
We have a lot of sympathy and we wanted to help him.
但是你永远不能体会他里面的感觉。
But you can never be completely empathetic towards how he's feeling.
如果我们在生命中是联合的。
But if you're completely united with that person in life,
这是一个深切的感觉。
Then it's a feeling that's in the depth.
我们真是感谢我们的主。
And we thank the Lord.
他借着这个生命的联合。
That through this unity of life,
他背负我们所有一切的艰难。
That he carries all our difficulties.
而他把他的祝福带到我们的里面。
And then bring in and shower his blessings within us.
所以这是新约时代中间的 一个大的福气。
And that is a great blessing in the time of New Testament.
但是在依靠神的事情上面
，And on the matter of trusting God,
我们仍旧要注意一件事情。
And there's still something that you need to pay attention to.
就是依靠神的自己和依靠属神的事物中间是有不同的。
And there's a distinction between trusting in God and trusting in the things about God.
依靠神的自己是永远的。
And trusting God is eternal.
依靠神所给我们一点祝福，那个是暂时的。
But trusting in the blessing that the Lord has given to us, it is temporal.
但是大多数在我们基督徒的生活里面
，But in most of our lives as Christians,
啊，我们很多时候都依靠外表神的一点祝福。
A lot of times we rely on the outward blessings that the Lord has given to us.
我们不知道怎样依靠神的自己。
We don't know how to rely on God Himself.
这是很可惜的一件事。
And that is very pitiful.
所以愿主的话提醒我们。
And may the Lord's word remind us.
依靠神的自己。
And to trust in Him Himself.
那个才是神所要我们的一种依靠的生活。
And that is the life of trust that God desires.
所以一个人认识神
and therefore a person that knows God
能够依靠神
and knows how to trust in him
真是有福气、啊、
and truly that person is blessed
我们对他的认识有多少
how much we know him
我们的依靠就有多少
it would determine how much we are able to trust him
我们对他的认识有多深
how much、how deep we know about him
我们的依靠就会有多深
then it would determine the depth of our trust in him
圣经里面举了很多的例子给我们看见
the Bible gives us so many examples
那些敬虔爱神的人
Those who feared and loved God,
他们是如何的依靠神
How they trusted in the Lord
那在他们的时代里面他们能胜过仇敌
That in their age, in their time and age they、overcame the enemies
他们胜过环境的艰难
They overcame the difficulties and trials of circumstances
我想下面呢我要举一些的例子来说明
And therefore I want to give you some examples
弟兄姊妹你会看见一个人能够依靠神那么是多么有福的一件事情。
You will see what a blessed man is a person who can trust in God.
那么当然这些人物很多啊。
Of course, there are many different characters, persons throughout the Bible.
举其中的几个来说明一下。
I will just give you a few examples.
啊，我们第一个我们来看大卫。
Let's first look at David.
我们都知道大卫从非常年幼的时候呢，他就是一个依靠神的人。
You know, David was one who trusted the Lord from his youth.
在撒母耳记上第十六章
In 1 Samuel chapter 16
那么我们知道在那里呢当时扫罗王的光景呢已经开始的有坠落的情形
That the condition of King Saul is corrupted
作为以色列的一个王啊
That is a king of the Israel
他的身上常常有恶魔来搅扰他
He had an evil spirit that tormented him
你就看见扫罗的光景实在是非常的不行
So you can see how pitiful it was his condition
所以他那个时候他的臣仆啊就建议说呢我们不如啊找一个会弹琴的人呢、啊、来弹弹琴啊
And there,
帮你疏解你里面的这个心情
And therefore his official suggested why don't you find someone who can play the harp to help you and to relieve you from this torment
在撒母耳记上第十六章第二十三节那里说
In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23
从神那里来的恶魔临到扫罗身上的时候
Whenever the spirit from God came upon Saul
大卫就拿琴用手而弹
And David would take his harp and play.
扫罗便舒畅爽快，恶魔离了他。
Then relief would come to Saul, and he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him.
这里给我们提醒，让我们看见，当扫罗的光景在主的跟前，那么有这个软弱失败的时候。
You see that when Saul was failing and corrupting before the Lord.
神许可这个邪恶的灵在。扫罗身上做工
and God allowed the evil spirit to work on Saul
但是很奇妙大卫手拿琴一弹琴呢、啊、这个恶魔就离开了
but marvelously whenever David played the harp the evil spirit would depart from Saul
弟兄姊妹们因为大卫是一个依靠神的人
brother and sister that's because David was someone who trusted in God
所以大卫的弹琴大卫的对神的这个赞美充满了能力
and therefore in his playing and the harp in his praise it is full of power
在十七章里面
in chapter 16
这也是很出名的故事
that was also a very famous story
这个少年的大卫呢打倒了这个腓力士人的一个巨人叫哥利亚
and this youth David has defeated this great giant of Philistines which is Goliath
你看在 这个第十七章四十五节这里他怎么说呢
？In chapter 6:17, verse 45.
大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”
David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defiled."
我们晓得那个小小的大卫。
And we know that this youth David.
那么他出去向这个哥利亚挑战。
When he went out and challenged Goliath.
我们都知道这个故事，哥利亚长得又高又大。
And you know that Goliath was very stout and very tall.
他拿着那杆铜枪啊，都是要几个人抬的。
And the sword and spear that he carried needs to be carried by several men.
那么这个小小的大卫啊，要出去跟他征战。
And yet this lad David was going to go out to be against him.
啊，本来扫罗说呢，那你就穿我的盔甲去吧。
And King Saul says, "Why don't you just wear my armor?"
结果呢？大卫把扫罗盔甲一穿上去，不能走路，不会走路。
But David could not walk with Saul's armors on.
啊，所以他就突然他说我穿这个盔甲不行。
He says, "I can't wear this armor."
结果呢，他就照我本相啊。
He says, "Just as I am."
他就拿了根棍子。
He took a staff.
然后到那个河里面呢，捡了五个圆圆的石头。
And he picked five little round stones from the river.
他就跑到这个战场上去。去向这个大巨人挑战。
And then he challenged this great giant Goliath on the battlefield.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常不协调的一幅图画。
And brothers and sisters, that is a very inharmonic pictures presented before us.
圣经所以记载这个故事。
And the reason Bible recorded this event.
告诉我们基督徒有时候我们经历的一种生活看起来很不协调的。
You know that sometimes is to tell us sometimes we experience a life that is so imbalanced.
外面的难处大到一个地步啊，弟兄姊妹，我们站在这个难处跟前，都显出来都是非常的微弱。
That the difficulty that's manifested outwardly in your circumstance seems so great compared to your stature.
啊，所以这个哥利亚一看呢，以色列军队居然派一个小孩子出来征战。
So when Goliath saw that the army of Israel has sent in such a lad before him,
非常生气啊。
He was greatly angered.
啊，你出来是打狗吗？
He says, "Are you coming out to beat dogs?"
啊，那么大卫就对他说。
And so David told him,
你出来征战。是靠枪靠鸡靠尖靠鸡
He says that you have come out against me with sword, spear, and javelin.
但是我所靠的是耶和华的名。
But I have come against you in the name of the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹们，神的名就是神的自己。
And the name of the Lord himself is himself.
大卫会依靠神。
And David knew how to trust in God.
所以他就拿起这个甩石的机，这么一甩，一个石头就打到，正好打中这个巨人的这个额头啊。
And so he took the stone and it went right into the middle of Goliath's forehead.
并且呢，打到脑子里面去，就把他打死。
And right into the center of his head, and he was dead.
啊，我们说，哎呀，大卫一定在旷野时候常常练习，所以这个技术很好。
So we thought that perhaps David practiced a lot in the wilderness.
但是大卫说不，我不是靠我的技术，他们也讲这个，我是什么？靠万军之耶和华的名。
But David did not say that he relied on his skill, but on the name of the Lord Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，神的名加上这个小小的石头就是能力。
And brothers and sisters, the name of the Lord plus this little round stone, that is power.
再大的敌人也打倒了。
And you will defeat any great giant.
因为大卫知道怎样依靠耶和华。
And because David knew how to trust in God, Jehovah.
我们知道大卫后来他的子孙呢。
And you know that the descendants of David.
有的王不像他一样会依靠神。
And many kings were not like him who trust in the Lord.
感谢神，在很多代之后啊。
But after many generations.
那么出现了一个好王，叫做西西家。
And thank be to the Lord that there is a good king by the name of Hezekiah.
你看，在列王记下第十八章啊。
In 2 Kings chapter 18.
这里记载着西西家王对神的依靠。
And they recorded how King Hezekiah trusted in the Lord.
我们晓得在西西家之前啊。他的父亲呢，亚哈斯是一个非常非常不好的一个王。
And you know that his father Ahaz was a very very bad king.
他把整个国家呢，已经带到一个非常黑暗的光景中。
He has brought the entire country into a very dark age.
但是感谢神，他的儿子非常的好。
And yet his son was very very good. Thank you.
所以这个西西家是一个依靠神的人。
And Hezekiah was a king who trusted in the Lord.
你看在列王记下第18章第5节。
In 2 King chapter 18 verse 5 and 6.
他说西西家依靠耶和华以色列的神, 在他前后的犹大列王中, 没有一个及他的。
He says, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him.
因为他专靠耶和华,总不离开, 谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。
And he held fast to the Lord and did not cease to follow him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses.
第7节,
and verse 7,
耶和华与他同在。
And the Lord was with him.
他无论往何处去, 尽都很通。
And he was successful in whatever he undertook.
那么后来呢, 他就背叛当时最大的帝国亚述帝国。
And then later on he rebelled against the king of Assyria.
我们晓得因为呢, 他的父亲亚哈斯的缘故, 所以呢, 这个犹大国变得非常的微弱, 那时候在 亚述帝国的眼中来看是个小小的一个国家而已。
That because of the bad deeds of his father Ahaz, the entire country of Israel has become so weak before the king of Assyria.
并且他整个国家是一个处在一个非常微弱的情形里面。
And this insignificant country is in such a weak condition.
因为西西家愿意依靠神,
but because King Hezekiah was willing to trust in God,
地上的帝国,
and not to trust in other countries,
结果呢, 引起了亚述帝国的这个攻击,
and therefore the country of Assyria came to attack him.
所以那个时候呢, 我们看见呢, 这个亚述帝国的大军呢, 就围困耶路撒冷,
and therefore the army of Assyria has sieged Jerusalem.
所以当兵临城下的时候,
and when the army was right at the gate,
犹太人呢, 非常的害怕,
and the Jewish people was, the Jews were very afraid.
但是当时虽然 这个王依靠神, 但是他也很害怕,
and even though King Hezekiah trusted the Lord, he was afraid as well.
他就对当时的先知以赛亚说,
so he said to Isaiah,
他说, 如今是极难责罚凌辱的日子,
that this is a day of shame, of trouble.
他说, 请你 为我们到神跟前去祷告,
and please pray before God for us.
感谢神,
and we thank the
Lord.
Not only he wanted Isaiah to pray,
他自己也依靠神,
Hezekiah also trusted in the Lord.
并且圣经告诉我们说什么, 他专心依靠耶和华,
and the Bible tells us that he trusted in the Lord completely.
啊, 结果我们看见了, 神就使这个以色列人大获全胜,
and God caused a great victory for the Israelites.
这是旧约圣经里面很有名的一段, 历史的故事,
and that was a very famous historical account in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹, 在人来看是不可能的,
and dear brothers and sisters, to man it was impossible.
眼看你整个犹大国就要灭亡了,
it seems that the entire nation of Israel is about to be defeated.
你知道这亚述的元帅呢, 到了这个城墙底下的时候,
you know, when the general, the captain of the Syria army came to the gate,
他会说犹大人的话,
and he knew how to speak the language of the
Israelites. 他就对着犹大城上面的这些犹太人在那里呼喊,
so he shouted to the Israelites,
他说你们不要听西西家的话,
he says, don't listen to King Hezekiah.
你看地上的列国有哪一个国家依靠他们的神, 能够在亚述帝国面前站住的呢?
Do you see any other country who relied on their God was able to stand before the king of Assyria?
敌人藐视他们,
and they just very look lightly upon them.
甚至呢, 对他们说啊,
and said to them,
我们给你2000匹马,
and I give you 2000 chariots, horses.
然后呢, 你们出来跟亚述征战, 看看能不能赢。
And then you can come out and try to fight with us and see if you can win.
哎呀, 他在那里, 用尽各样的话, 在那里来羞辱犹大人。
And he used all kinds of words to assault the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们, 他们羞辱犹大人不要紧。
And it is not important that they assaulted the Israelites.
但是有一个关键,
but there is a key point.
他们说, 你们不要相信西西家的话, 说是依靠耶和华, 就能逃脱亚述人的手。
And so when they said that, do not believe Hezekiah that when you trust in the Lord, you will be able to escape from the great army of Assyria.
你看亚述帝国的狂妄。
And you see how boasting they were.
他们呢，狂妄到一个地步，居然向神挑战。
And they were so prideful to a point that they challenged God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore,
神就差遣天使来。
And God has sent angels then.
结果呢，我们晓得亚述的大军就溃败。
And so the entire army of Assyria was defeated.
那么这件事情告诉我们，
and this particular event tells us.
是一个依靠神的人。
That this king Hezekiah is one who trusted in the Lord.
甚至告诉我们说，他依靠神比他过去所有犹大的列王呢，都要好。
And his trust in God surpassed all the kings before him.
没有一个王能赶得上他。
There was not a king like him or before him or after him.
我们晓得这也是圣经里面。给我们看见的一个例子，为了鼓舞激励我们。
And that was example recorded in the Bible in order to encourage us.
那我们晓得后来呢，以色列人呢，他们因着拜偶像的缘故。
And you know that Israelites, because they are worshipped idols.
神就许可巴比伦，这个接续亚述帝国这个巴比伦呢，把以色列人就掳到巴比伦去。
So later on, they were taken captive by Babylonians.
70 years.
And for 70 years,
犹太人生活在巴比伦。
The Israelites lived in Babylon.
他们不能敬拜神。
They could not worship God.
他们不能侍奉神。
They could not serve God.
他们生活完全受敌人的这种的影响。
And their life was completely in control of their enemies.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
70年以后。
And after 70 years,
神兴起古列王。
And God has raised up Nebuchadnezzar.
Cyrus. 那么神就许可以色列的百姓重新回到耶路撒冷去。
And God allowed the remnant to return to Jerusalem.
但是呢，那个时候呢，七十年之后呢，犹太人呢已经在这个，在这个巴比伦的生根立基了。
Because after in the 70 years, the Israelites have been so deep rooted in Babylon.
所以很少人愿意回去。
And there were very few who were willing to return.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在这诸多的犹大人中间
，that among all these Israelites,
有一个是。大卫的子孙。
There was one who was a descendant of David.
他的名字叫做所罗巴伯。
And his name was Zerubbabel.
这个是以色列人呢从被掳之地归回头一批的归回的那个领袖。
That was the leader of the first return of the remnant.
但是呢，他不是我们看见的旧约圣经里面。神所使用的其他伟大的领袖。
But he was not as great compared to other leaders that recorded in the Old Testament.
他赶不上摩西。
He did not surpass Moses.
他也赶不上大卫。
He could not compare to David.
甚至他赶不上西西家。
Nor can he compare to King Hezekiah.
也赶不上犹大的许多的列王。
Nor could he be compared to many kings of the Israelites.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，他愿意依靠神。
That he had a heart of trust in the Lord.
所以当他回到耶路撒冷的时候，
so when he returned to Jerusalem,
他们就在那里重新建造耶路撒冷，重新建造圣殿。
They rebuilt the temple, they rebuilt Jerusalem.
但是因为呢，他们受到了这个他当时敌人的这个破坏。
Because the destruction that brought upon by the enemies.
所以他们有16年的时间呢被迫停工。
And for 16 years they were forced to stop their work.
那这时候神就兴起一个先知叫撒迦利亚。
And then God raised up a prophet called Zechariah.
这个撒迦利亚呢就起来帮助所罗巴伯。
So Zechariah was raised to help Zerubbabel.
在撒迦利亚书里面可以说是最有名的一句话。
And there is a very famous saying in the book of Zechariah.
很多弟兄姊妹可能都很熟悉。
Many of us probably are very familiar with it.
在撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。
So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。那是依靠我的灵方能成事。
He says, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
因为神知道所罗巴伯没有既无势力也没有才能。
Because the Lord knew that Zerubbabel did not have power nor might.
什么叫做势力呢？
What is might?
我们晓得今天在这个世界中人的地位就是一个势力。
You know that your position nowadays is your power.
人的钱财也是个势力。
Your wealth is power.
啊，那么还有群众人多也是一种势力。
And having a crowd gathering around you, that is power.
所罗巴伯这些都没有。
And Zerubbabel did not have any of these.
他也没有才能。
Did he have any, didn't even have any talents?
什么是才能呢？
What is talent?
才能呢，就是人的恩赐。
It is your gifts.
啊，人的聪明。
Your intelligence.
人的知识。
Your knowledge.
人的口才。
Your capability in speaking.
包括人的己的这种才干。
Including the, your own ability coming from the flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，所罗巴伯这一切都没有。
And Zerubbabel did not have any of these.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
一个无势力无才能的人一样可以侍奉神。
A person without talents, without might or power can still serve God.
只要你学会怎么样依靠耶和华的灵。
As long as you know how to depend on the Spirit of the Lord.
什么是神的灵呢？
What is the Spirit of the Lord?
神的灵就是神的自己。
And the Spirit of the Lord represents Himself.
约翰福音第四章就告诉我们神就是个灵。
And therefore in John chapter 4 it tells that God is a Spirit.
所以今天我们在侍奉上面不是依靠势力也不是依靠才能。
Therefore when we serve nowadays we do not serve by might nor by power.
就像当初的所罗巴伯一样。
Just like Zerubbabel at that time.
他们在最艰苦困最穷苦的环境的里面。
In their most desperate and difficult situation.
他们为神建造了一座圣殿。
They rebuild the temple for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个在旧约历史里面是神永远的纪念。
You know that God will forever remember that in the Old Testament.
这个就是他们的才干能力来讲是根本做不到的事情。
Because according to their own resource and their might and power, they could not have done that.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
因着他们依靠神的灵。
And because they trusted in the Spirit of the Lord.
所以神就使他们心中所愿的得以成就。
God had caused whatever they desire to be accomplished.
也让神的旨意在他们中间得到成就。
And God's will is also accomplished among them.
因为所罗巴伯专心依靠神的。
Because Zerubbabel trusted in the Lord completely.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
我们不仅依靠神的名，我们也可以依靠神的灵。
So not only we can trust in the name of the Lord, we can also trust in the Spirit of the Lord.
那么这些呢？弟兄姊妹，都是指的神的自己说的。
And brothers and sisters, all these point to God Himself.
我们在被掳归回的这个历史当中哈。
That in the history of the return of the remnants.
在第二批归回、第三批归回的时候，我们看见神都使用了一些犹太人。
That God had used as certain Israelites in their second and third return.
第二批归回的以斯拉，第三批归回的尼希米。都是全心依靠神的人。
And the second group was Ezra, and the third return was Nehemiah. They all depended on the Lord.
我们特别看看以斯拉的经历。
Let's look at experience of Ezra.
弟兄姊妹，如果你翻圣经快的话呢，你跟我一起翻到以斯拉记。
If you can turn to Ezra.
以斯拉记第八章。
Ezra chapter 8.
第八章第二十一节。
Verse 21.
要从二十一节读起。
Let's read from verse 21.
那时我在亚哈瓦河边宣告禁食，为要在我们神的面前刻苦己心，求他使我们和妇人孩子并一切所有的都得平坦的道路。
There by the Ahava canal I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with our possessions.
我求王拨步兵马兵帮助我们抵挡路上的仇敌，本以为羞耻，因我曾对王说，我们神施恩的手必帮助一切寻求他的。
I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers and horsemen to protect us from enemies on the road, because we had told the king, the gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him.
但他的能力和愤怒必攻击一切离弃他的，所以我们禁食祈求我们的神，他就应允了我们。
But his great anger is against all who forsake him, so we fasted and petitioned our God about this, and he answered our prayer.
31节和32节。
Verses 31 and 32.
正月十二日，我们从亚哈瓦河边起行，要往耶路撒冷去，我们神的手 保佑我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手，我们到了耶路撒冷。
And on the 12th day of the first month, we set out from the Ahava Canal to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was with us, and he protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. So we arrived in Jerusalem.
我们知道以斯拉在当时代是当代君王很尊重的一个人。
You know that Ezra was greatly respected by the king at that time.
那个时候呢，神许可他们回到耶路撒冷去。
And when the Lord allowed the remnants to return to Jerusalem,
他们带着大批的金银。
And they brought a great wealth, gold and silver back.
但是回去的时候，这几百人中间的都是老弱妇孺这些。
And yet all these returned were just old and weak and young people.
这个道路呢是非常的不平安的。
And this way was treacherous.
你想想看，只有几百个人，带着这么多的金银。啊，这条路上有很多的盗匪。
And there were only a few of hundred people, and they brought all these gold and silver. And on the way, there were so many bandits.
啊，那么以斯拉呢，又是一个王所尊重的人。
And Ezra was someone who was respected by the king.
他只要对王说一句话
，As long as he said something to the king,
王就可以派军队保护他们去。
And the king could just send army to protect them.
但是呢，我们看见以斯拉是一个依靠神的人。
But we knew that Ezra was someone who trusted in God.
他说，如果我们去求王的话呢
？He said.If we ask the king,
这是一件羞耻的事情。
I would be ashamed.
我们侍奉神。
And we serve God.
神都不能保护我们。
And God cannot even help us.
我们还要仰望地上的君王保护我们。
Do we look to the protection of the king of the earth? That would be our shame.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
因此呢，以斯拉在那里就禁食祷告，刻苦己心。
Therefore, Ezra fasted and.
他们就全心依赖神
，and they looked to God completely.
绝不求任何人的帮助
，and they did not seek help from anyone else.
弟兄姊妹，就像诗篇118篇第九节所讲的一样
，and just like Psalm 118:9 says,
依靠耶和华的人呢，是强势依靠王子。
He says that it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
这个王子就地上有权有势的人。
That princes represents those people with power and might and authority.
假使是你我的话呢
？And if it's for you and me.
啊，那我们当然要求王的帮助，对不对
？And perhaps you and me would ask the help from the king.
但是，以斯拉有这个条件，他也不要使用。
And even though Ezra was entitled to do that, but he did not do so.
他愿意全心依靠神的自己。
He was determined to trust in God completely.
诗篇146篇也告诉我们。
And Psalm 146 tells us.
不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人。
Do not depend on kings nor people of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，因为以斯拉认识神。
Brothers and sisters, because Ezra knew God.
你我今天认识神吗
？Do you and me know God?
如果我们知道我们所信的神是何等样的一位神
，If we truly know the God whom we believed,
我们就不需要去依靠人。
Then we do not need to depend on anyone else.
感谢神
，We thank the Lord.
以斯拉全心的依赖神。
That Ezra completely trusted and relied on.
神就保佑他平平安安的到达这个耶路撒冷。
Therefore, God protected him all the way safely back to Jerusalem.
圣经告诉我们说，不是没有仇敌，不是没有埋伏。
The Bible tells us it's not the road was not there were no bandits along the way.
是神的手带领他们过去。
But it was the hand of God who protected them.
所以这又是圣经中的一个非常好的美丽的见证。
And that's another beautiful testimony in the Bible.
讲到人怎样全心的依赖神。
And spoke of how man completely trusted in their God.
那我想在新约时代里面。
And in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我想最好的一个例子就是使徒保罗。
And I believe the best example would be Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗在哥林多后书里面曾经做过这样的见证。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul made such testimony.
哥林多后书第一章。
It was in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
这个第八节第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
他说，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的。叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
He says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under the great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt this sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raised the dead."
第十二节。
And verse 12,
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
Since now this is our boast, our conscience testify that we have conducted ourselves in this world, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God.
我们晓得在头一个世纪啊。
You know that in the first century,
当这班使徒们他们出去为主做工的时候，
when these apostles left to serve God, to work for the Lord,
他们真是一点的依靠都没有。
And they truly had nothing they could rely on.
他们没有什么基金会啊，什么后援会在后面支持他们。
They did not have any financial institute that supported them.
他们是完全依靠神的自己。
They were completely trusting God.
所以我们看见保罗在地中海沿岸在那里传福音的时候，
You know that in Paul was preaching along the coast of Mediterranean Sea.
他们真是遇见何等多的困苦和艰难呢。
And they have encountered so many different hardships and difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，他们除了神之外没有别的依靠。
Brothers and sisters, apart from God, they did not have any other something they can rely on.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他们依靠神是最大的依靠。
But by trusting God, that was the greatest thing.
任何地上的人，任何的权势都不能像神这样。
It is nothing. There's no power and authority on the earth that can compare to God who can help them.
我们记得他来到腓立比的时候，
You know that when he went to Philippi,
弟兄姊妹，他遇见很大的难处。
He encountered a great hardship.
他因着一件事情被关在罗马的地牢里面。
He was imprisoned in their inner cell.
从外面看起来是已经绝望了。
And outwardly it seems it was hopeless.
他们没有任何认识的人。
They did not know anyone at that time.
没有任何人可以帮助他们。
There's no one at that time who can help them.
但是他们没有灰心。
But they did not lose heart.
啊，那是一个非常美丽的一幅图画。
That was a beautiful picture.
他们被打得半死啊。
And they were kind of beaten.
身上有这个手铐脚镣这么绑着的。
And they were kind of fastened to the stocks.
到了半夜的时候。
And yet, it come to midnight.
保罗跟希拉做什么呢？
And what was Paul and Silas doing?
他们俩就唱祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
They were singing songs and praising and worship God.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
这里很清楚地告诉我们。
And here it tells us very clearly.
祷告、唱诗、赞美神，就是对神完全的依靠。
And here it says that when you pray and you sing hymns to God, it manifests your complete trust in the Lord.
当他们在那里唱诗的时候，
And as they were singing hymns,
结果的地就大震动了。
And the earth was greatly shaken.
所有监牢的门都开了。
All the jail doors were open.
他们身上的锁链也都脱落了。
And all the chains fell off.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
这是何等的一幅图画呢？
Can you see that picture?
你又看见一个依靠神的人。
And that there's someone who trusts in the Lord.
神的能力领导他们，
and the power of the Lord come upon them,
远胜地上的君王，
and surpass all the kings of
the earth, 远胜任何人的帮助，
and surpass all the help of anyone else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
保罗知道祷告、唱诗、赞美神的重要，
and Paul knew the importance of praising and worshiping him to God.
所以今天在神儿女的敬拜生活里面，
and therefore in our life of worship as children of God,
诗歌不是一个节目。
Singing hymn is not a program.
唱诗也不是一种光是心灵上的一种安慰。
And singing hymn is not just to comfort your soul.
唱诗歌更不是要表演给别人看。
And definitely it is not a show entertainment to others.
保罗知道一件事情。
And Paul knew one thing.
在诗歌里面。
That in the song.
因为对神的依赖。
And because of the trust in God,
这是一个能力。
And that becomes a power.
大卫也知道，当他弹琴的时候。
And David knew as well when he played the
harp. 这是一个能力。
That is power.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
今天我们必须要懂得什么叫做唱诗赞美神。
Therefore, we must understand what is really singing the hymn.
必须知道什么叫做祷告。
What is a real prayer?
真实的祷告，真实的赞美。
And the real prayer, the real singing of hymns,
乃是出自里面对神完全的依赖。
It comes from a complete of inner trust in God.
所以因此呢，他们在那个时代中为主做了美好的见证。
And therefore they have made a great witness for the Lord in their time.
结果叫那个禁足的全家得救。
And the jailer and his entire household was saved because of that. 菲利比
的教会在那里被建立起来。
And the church in Philippi was established because of that.
我们看见保罗一生都是这样依靠主。
And we see that that is how Paul has trusted in God throughout his lifetime.
当他最后一次行程从耶路撒冷要到罗马去的时候。
And his very last journey from Jerusalem going to Rome.
我们知道他是被押解在船上。
That he was in chain in a ship.
但是呢，那个船呢，在地中海中间遇见了这个暴风。
And yet the ship was encountered a great hurricane.
当时押解他的这个百夫长呢
？And the centurion.
他相信那个掌船的和船主。
And the centurion believed in the owner of the ship and the captain of the ship.
但是呢，保罗怎么样呢？就是信靠神。
But Paul trusted in the Lord.
啊，这是何等的不一样。
And that was so different.
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters.
今天我们有的时候，对于一些有专业的人，我们过分的信赖。
And sometimes nowadays we put too much trust in professionals.
但是我们宁可相信我们的神。
But we rather trust in our God.
神的带领远比世上任何人的帮助都要来得好。
Because the leading and guidance of the Lord surpass any other help from
people. 结果我们晓得后来保罗不仅自己得救。
So we knew that at the end, not only Paul himself was saved.
整个全船的人都得救。
The entire ship, people on the ship was saved.
因此呢，幸好在那一次在那个船上有一个信靠神的人在那里。
And it was fortunate there was someone on the ship who trusted in God.
所以在圣经里面
And therefore in the Bible,
神给我们看见无数的例子
And God has shown us so countless examples
告诉我们一个信靠神的人是何等的有福气
In order to tell us that how blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
旧约时代神的百姓他们已经明白这个道理
That the people of God in the Old Testament, they've understood that.
所以你看见他们在写诗的时候
And therefore, when they write the Psalms,
他们常常讲神是我的避难所
A lot of times they say, God is my hiding place.
依靠神的人他就可以躲避这个灾难
And those who trust in the Lord was able to escape the troubles.
神是我的盾牌
That God is my shield.
神是我的帮助
That God is my help.
神的信实是我的粮食
That God's faithfulness is my food.
在旧约圣经里面充满这些话语
And in the Old Testament is filled with such verses.
所以今天弟兄姊妹一个蒙恩得救的基督徒
Therefore, brothers and sisters, those now, we who are saved,
在我们的生活中
that in our lives,
我们一定要学会能够对神有完全的信靠
We need to learn how to complete trust in the Lord.
一个不会依靠神的人
and one who does not know how to trust God,
或者失去对神依靠
and who has lost that complete reliance on the Lord,
这是一个大的悲剧
and that would be a great pity.
圣经里面这个反面的例子也很多
and you can see so many negative examples about that in the Bible.
我想我今天早晨不要讲这些
But this morning, I will not mention those.
我把一些好的例子摆在弟兄姊妹。
I just want to present you those positive examples.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
两千年的教会历史。
That throughout the 2,000 years of
church history. 有很多神的儿女们。
That is so many children of God.
他们走在历世历代圣徒的脚中中往前去。
And they walk on the footprints of the past saints.
所以在基督徒的生活里面
And in the life of Christian,
这个依靠的生活是很重要的。
And the life of a life of trust is so essential.
一个会依靠神的人
One who knows how to trust God.
他根本就不需要惧怕任何的环境。
He doesn't need to fear any circumstances.
他也不需要惧怕任何的人。
Nor does he fear anyone.
所以今天下午我们很多弟兄姊妹要出去发福音的单张。
And therefore this afternoon, when many brothers and sisters are going to go out and pass out the gospel track.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们很胆怯。
And perhaps we are a little afraid and timid.
也许我们很害羞。
Perhaps we're timid.
也许我们觉得做这些事情，好像觉得有点羞耻。
Perhaps we feel even ashamed.
让我们起来依靠主。
Let us rise up and trust in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你试试看依靠主。
Just try to depend on the Lord.
主会给你带来何等样的一个喜乐。
And the Lord will bring you such joy.
我给你们讲一点例子。当我在台湾的时候，那时候年轻。
Let me give you a testimony when I was still young in Taiwan.
我们教会呢有这个福音队，大家要出去发单张。
We have a group, a gospel preaching group, and we need to go out and pass out the gospel tracts.
那个福音队呢是大家穿上个福音背心。
And you need to wear a kind of special vest.
前面这个地狱后面写天堂
And the front it says heaven The back says hell
我用写罪有罪什么死
And or it says sin And the back it says death
用这个白布 有红字写上去的
And sometimes it's a white vest With bright red character
拿了一大堆的这个福音背心出来说 很多弟兄姊妹都不敢穿。
And so when they took out those vests, many brothers and sisters did not dare to put it on.
所以当初我要穿的时候，我心里面也是害怕的不得了。
And I was so afraid when I was trying to put on those vests.
我想这个穿到街上去走啊，这像什么样子呢
？And I don't know how I would look like walking on the street like that.
但是感谢主。
But I thank God.
我看见好多的姊妹们呢。And many
sisters were more brave than the brothers. So they put on the vest.
穿上之后呢，那么开头跟着出去的时候，我都提心吊胆的。
And afterwards, I went out and I was in such a timid spirit.
我都怕同学看见。
I was afraid for my schoolmates to see me.
觉得这很羞耻。
And I would feel very ashamed.
到了马路上的时候呢，大家还拿那个号筒的喊呢。
And when we went on the road, we were just with the trumpets and
那么前面有敲锣打鼓，怎么打的鼓的嘣嘣嘣的这样子。
We use what's it?
哇，这一敲鼓，好多人出来看呢。
It was drums and all the things were beating. Everybody just gathered around us.
但是很奇妙。
But it was wondrous.
但当我们进到那个人群中间去的时候呢
？When we enter into the crowd,
这个所有羞耻的感觉都没有了。
All the feeling of shame has disappeared.
哇。大家呢，越传呢，这个越喜乐。
And as we preach the gospel, more joy filled our hearts.
开头呢，大家那个拿着话筒喊，没人敢去喊的。
In the beginning, we were trying to shout, and no one dared to do that.
到后来呢，是姊妹们抢着，大家抢着那个话筒来喊的。
And later on, they took something like a PA and tried to shout the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，那是很好的经验。
And brothers and sisters, that is a very good experience.
我想起。在初期的教会里面
You know that in the early church
当这班圣徒们他们出去侍奉主的时候
And when those saints and disciples they went out and ministered for the Lord
他们有的非常的孤单啊
And some of them were very lonely
真是孤军奋战
And they were an army by themselves
弟兄姊妹你看到近一两百年这个福音传到中国 这批宣教士他们为着主摆都摆上弟兄姊妹们，我们永远感激他们。
And then, and 100 and 200 years later, these missionaries went to China and brought the gospel to China, and forever we're grateful for them.
他们真是全心依赖神，没有任何的依靠。
Because apart from God, they had no other thing they can trust and rely on.
我们常常读他们的故事呢，真的是叫我们非常受感动啊。
A lot of times when we read about their stories, their biographies, our hearts are greatly moved.
他们热切的爱灵魂。
Because they loved and had passion. And to abide by God's command.
不顾个人的得失。
They did not care for their own loss.
不顾个人的羞耻。
Or their own shame.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
哎呀，你去看他们当时为着主所付上的代价。
And if you see the price that they pay for the Lord.
今天主给我们一点机会。
And then today the Lord gave us a little opportunity.
我希望我的弟兄姊妹们。
And it is with my heart's desire, the brothers and sisters.That by the grace of God,
依靠主
rely on the Lord,
让我们能够在我们可能的范围里面，对我们周围的人能有一点的服侍。
That we can serve and minister to those people around me.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
主说离了我，你们就不能做什么。
The Lord said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
意思说呢，你只要依靠主，你任何事都可以做。
That means as long as you depend on God, you can do all things.
让我们起来依靠他。
Let us rise up and depend on Him.
当然，不仅在一次传福音的聚会里面。
And not only we do that in the gospel meeting.
愿我们在生活中学习依靠他。
But in our lives, in our daily lives, we learn to trust in Him.
不依靠自己的聪明。
Not to depend on our own understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，容让神在我们的生命中来掌权。
Brothers and sisters, allow God to have authority over our lives.
那么好叫我们在神跟前的祷告、赞美的这种生活呢，都变为真实，变为能力。
So the life of our prayers and our praise before the Lord would become power.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹，我们再来唱455首，好不好
？Let's just sing hymn 455 again.
虽然这首歌比较高一点啊。
Even though the notes are kind of high.
这个高音地方好像弟兄姊妹唱起来比较吃力啊。
Maybe it's a little difficult to reach those high notes.
请大家站起来唱好。
Maybe we can stand up and sing.
站起来唱可能容易一点。
Perhaps it would be easier if you stand up. Just stanza one.
我们就唱第一节啊。我们请Joanna 给我们弹一句，我们一起唱。来，心若依靠耶和华，真有福，必得。 主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our heart is so full of thanksgiving.
你不仅救赎了我们。
Not only you have redeemed us.
今天你也住在我们的里面。
Today you're dwelling in our hearts.
你在生命中与我们联合。
That in life you are united with us.
主啊，你要教我们在生活中天天的来经历你的旨意。
Lord, that you would want us to experience you in our daily lives.
我们求你，让我们学会在生活侍奉上都来依靠你。
Lord, we ask that you help us to rely on you and trust in you in life.And in service.
主啊，是的，离了你我们就不能做什么。
Lord, truly apart from you, we can do nothing.
你知道我们是软弱的。
Because you know our weak.
你知道我们是属血肉的。
You know that we're fleshly.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
你这位伟大的神。
That this great almighty God.
啊，你充满了丰盛。
That you're so full of abundance.
充满了全能。
And full of power.
你却愿意成为我们的依靠。
Yet you're willing for us to depend on you.
主啊，你把你的名赐给我们。
Lord, you have given us your name.
就是为了叫我们依靠你。
So that we may trust in
you. 你把你的灵赐给我们。
You have given us your spirit.
就是为了叫我们依靠你。
So that we may trust in you.
愿我们学会在你的面前怎样来依靠你。
Lord, help us to learn how to trust in you.
主，愿整个教会都依靠你。
That may our entire congregation trust in you.
在这个末后的时代。
That in this end times.
虽然我们看见好像这个世界的权势，仇敌的权势。
Even though we see the authority and power of the enemy.
但是依靠你的人。
But those who trust in you.
能够胜过这一切。
Is able to overcome all these.
主啊，增加我们里面对你的依靠。
Lord, increase our inner trust in you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们愿意像历史历代的这些圣徒们一样。
We're willing to follow the footsteps of our saints.
因着他们依靠你。
And because of their trust in you.
在生活中为你做美好的见证。
They have done a great witness for
主啊，愿我们也成为你的见证人。
Lord, may we become your witnesses as well.
我们求你用你丰富的同在来充满你自己的百姓。
Lord, fill your people with your abundant presence.
每一个圣徒，每一个家。
That every saint, every household.
主啊，都是依靠你的。
And will come to trust in you.
我们谢谢你的恩典、眷顾和怜悯。
Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your keeping power.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。